Ministers from the Top 09 party made good on their promise on Wednesday and boycotted a cabinet meeting in protest of the continued presence of the controversial highly placed civil servant Ladislav Batora at the Education Ministry. The party has slammed the official for past ties to the extremist National Party and for insults recently aimed at its leader, Karel Schwarzenberg, indicating things won't return to normal until Mr. Batora is replaced. Even now, no one has made a decisive move. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has failed to act so far, and the result has been yet another embarrassing crisis for the center-right government. Earlier, I spoke to political analyst Jiří Pehe, who suggested that one of those most at fault was the Prime Minister himself.
Well, I think that the Prime Minister is one of the biggest problems in this whole crisis. I think he is very weak. He's unable to resist the president. He is unable and unwilling to step in when there is a government crisis. I think that at this point, quite clearly, a logical step would be to order Mr. Dobeš, the Minister of Education, to recall Mr. Batora and tell him that if he doesn't do so, then he himself would be recalled. But the Prime Minister knows that he would probably run into strong opposition in the castle, that the president probably would not obey his request, and so he's caught in between.
Despite holding what some describe as quasi-fascist views, it is widely known that Mr. Batora enjoys strong support from Prague Castle, and that has left the Prime Minister's hands tied, unless he wants to meet head-on with the President, who has proven himself, time and time again, a highly skilled political opponent. But the Prime Minister's unwillingness has left Top 09 room to tighten the screws, apparently on principle, pushing for the Prime Minister to make a move at last or face an even bigger crisis, Top 09 leaving the government. The party's leadership has made clear that the issue of Batora's dismissal is not negotiable. The Prime Minister's Civic Democrats, by contrast, have indirectly charged that the Batora affair is merely an excuse for Top 09 to escalate the crisis. The reason? Its members may be looking for a way out of government, one saddled with unpopular reforms and highly dysfunctional coalition partner Public Affairs. Jiří Pehe suggests this may be the case.
I don't think that the Batora affair is the main reason for this government crisis. I think it is just a pretext. I think that it is basically an attempt to test how far this government can go. I think that Top 09 is trying to see whether it would not be better for it to leave the government and trigger early elections. The result of that, of course, would be the disappearance of this uncomfortable political partner, that is Public Affairs Party. It does realize that the Public Affairs Party is a very unreliable partner, and its reforms cannot be really put in place the way Top 09 would like them to be. And they also, I think, have increasing problems with the Civic Democratic Party, which really is just a shadow of what it used to be. So it may be more advantageous if these problems continue for Top 09 to simply leave the government and trigger early elections and become the dominant party on the political right.
That was political analyst Jiří Pehe discussing the current government crisis and Top 09's possible role and possible desire to leave the government. My thanks to him again for talking to Radio Prague.